Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. The Lord knows our feelings, and He knows we can be afraid. He knows we can hide behind fear when what He has planned for us seems too big. My friend, don't find refuge in fear, but in the Lord. In fact, fear is one of the first consequences of sin and our separation from God in the Bible. I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself, Adam said. And that's in Genesis 3:10. The devil's tactic is to make us afraid. He prowls around like a roaring lion, the Bible says. Fear paralyzes. Fear distorts reality. Fear prevents us from making the right decisions. Fear forces us to retreat rather than move forward. Fear prevents us from entering in to the wonderful plan God has for our lives. As it did for this man who received a talent, but went and hid it out of fear. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. Matthew 25:25. So, how do you overcome your fears? Number one, start by recognizing the source. Is it fear of men, of what they'll say, that's preventing you from moving into the place that God has prepared for you? Here's what the Bible declares. I am He who comforts you. Who are you that you should be afraid of a man who will die, and of the son of a man who will be made like grass? Isaiah 51:12. And then number two, confess your fears to God. Don't forget, what makes fear afraid is the word declared. Take your stand. Declare that God conquers your fears and that He is the one strengthening you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from Me, says the Lord. Isaiah 54:17. Today, my friend, I pray that you have the courage to declare that your battle belongs to God and to no other. You can stand without fear before God's promises and go forward with your head held high.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.